Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
So the other day, okay, out of the blue, no pun intended, I decided to go on a water fast. And if you don't know what that is, that's where you just intake water only, okay? Nothing else. No food. Nothing else. Just water, okay? And that lasted all of about 17 hours for your girl, you know, which I feel was good for me. You know, I drink water majority of the time. That's my go-to drink. So you think it would have been easy for your girl to take on this water fast. But really, you know, it's a mental thing. It's all a mind game. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. If this is your first time here, welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this podcast, I talk about raising your vibrations, higher levels of consciousness, connecting to your soul, changing your habits and your beliefs, using your imagination to tap into your creativity, and a growth mindset to get you thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. So I've been prolonging this episode about water, and it's finally here, people. It is here, okay? It's Friday. It's high day. And now it's finally time to talk about water. So my first question, okay, get it in your mind, all right? My first question I want you to think about and ask yourself is, what do you really know about water? Okay, think about that as I continue to talk about it. But what do you really know? Okay, because I feel we know it's liquid, we know it's transparent, we know it ain't got no taste. Okay, it's tasteless, it's odorless, and nearly colorless unless you know, got that Flint, Michigan water, which is a sad situation. Other than that, what do you know? What do you know? We know it's compounded of hydrogen and oxygen, and it's the main element of Earth's hydrosphere. Now, I don't want to get too technical or scientific on this here podcast, okay? However, I do want you to know the facts and the spiritual properties of water and why we should consume more of it. First thing I want you to remember is vital. It is vital for all known living things, for the people in the back. It is a vital element. We need it to survive. And about 73%, don't hold me to that accuracy, but about that amount of your body is composed of water. So you know what that means, right? You, sir, or you, ma'am, are a walking water bottle. So stay with me. Stay with me with this, okay? Because I'm going somewhere. So you just don't consume water from drinking it, first of all. It's in your food. It's in the air you breathe. It's there, okay? We know that it helps regulate our body temperature. It keeps those membranes, okay, and those joints lubricated, all right, so that you can get up and move every day. And it helps the oxygen, okay, flow through our body. So you think you know about water, okay? But let's get a little bit deeper. Let's delve a little bit deeper. Did you know that water has memory? For the people in the back, did you know water has memory? Just like your memory, your programming. In other words, water has a memory of its own. So let's think about this for a moment. If your mindset, okay, if your mindset can be altered by a thought or an emotion or both, couldn't water do the same thing? I mean, you are a walking water bottle. A thought mixed with emotion, and emotions are energy in motion, can change the state of your memory or your programming, okay? In this sense, what I'm talking about here, when I speak of memory, I'm talking about your programming, the things that you believe, the things that you've been taught, the things that you operate on, your operating system, okay? It can change the state of your memory and take control over your energy. Well, I'm not just making this stuff up, okay? There's scientific evidence that in the same way you can change the molecular structure of water by way of thought, emotion, and verbally speaking life into water. So I love how everything is connected here, you know, and this all happens without any chemical changes. So water can be the elixir of life or poison, just like your mindset, depending on what kind of programming it carries. And y'all ain't ready for this. You are a walking water bottle. So bless your water, okay? Now, I'm really serious. You need to bless your water before you drink it. Bless your food before you eat it, okay? Instill it with positive energy, because water is of divine. Water is divine for the people in the back, okay? As above, so below. Why do you think this earth is made up of 70% water? Because it's important. Our vessel, our body, okay? It's important. You don't want to fill it with contaminants. You can do what you want to do with your body. But the point of this is just to give you a different perspective and point of view of how to view water. We use water every day. For those of us who have access to it, we wash our hands in it, we shower, or we bathe with it, not knowing what it had to travel through to get to us. And in some situations, like Flint, Michigan, there's nothing we can do, us personally. But if you have the opportunity, use it, utilize it. Did you know water has healing properties? There's value to water. And just because it's tasteless, all right, for some of you, doesn't mean you tell yourself you can't drink it. Because I know people like that. So here's why I say it's a mind thing, okay? I made the decision to drink water when I was a teenager. I was drinking so many sodas. Okay, it was ridiculous in these streets, okay, that it made my side hurt so bad. I thought I had appendicitis, okay, that I never wanted to fix my lips to touch a soda again, because I never wanted to feel that feeling again ever in life, except I did when I started drinking alcohol. And y'all already know that story. And if you don't, go back and listen to the episodes, okay? About, you know, my story and my acid reflux and dealing with all of that. If something causes me physical pain in my body, and I can correlate the cause to a specific thing, I'm done with it. That's just how I operate. I never wanted to fix my lips to drink because of what it done to family members and those around me. it just wasn't for me. It wasn't for me, fam, okay? But somehow, you know, I got sucked into it. You know, I wasn't like I was this heavy drinker or anything. It just was an occasional thing. And I never liked the burn of the throat. And I felt the same thing when I drink soda. And even now, since I haven't drunk soda in so long, I couldn't even tell you. I would drink like flavored waters. And I still feel that same burn. So I kind of lay off of those every now and then. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm done with it, okay? I'm done with the things that make me feel any type of physical pain. So let's get back to the healing. Water clears out the toxins in your body. This includes your brain, okay? Your brain is the place you need the most clarity. Even in those 17 hours, okay, that I was detoxing, all right, I became much clearer mentally, and I had so much energy to say I only consume water for most of the day. I was more creative in those 17 hours than I had been in the past few weeks. My body was straight. I felt good. I didn't feel like I was tired. I didn't feel like I was hungry. I didn't feel those feelings, you know, and here I was fixing other people's food and tempted to taste it, but I caught myself, you know. I'm very aware of my thoughts, so I caught myself like, nope, can't do that. Let me go take a sip of water. So I told myself, instead of telling myself, no, don't eat, don't eat, don't eat, I told myself, every time I have a thought about putting something in my mouth, take a drink of water. That's how I got through those 17 hours. So my body was straight. It was my thoughts that I had to tend to. You see, when you are paying attention to how you think and act, when you are conscious of that, you are operating spiritually. For the people in the back, when you pay attention to how you think and act, you're operating spiritually because you have this greater awareness of your inner spirit that helps you identify your strengths and your weaknesses. What does water represent? It represents purification, right? You get baptized in water. It's labeled holy water, right? Am I right? The power of water reaches beyond the physical body. All I'm trying to do is arouse your thoughts about water. And you know your girl is going to tell you this always. Do your own research. Look up how the molecular structure of water changes when you instill it with positivity versus negativity. The same is for the human body. This ain't nothing new. It's just unknown to most. And now you can share this information with someone you know. People use water for clearing out energies, clearing out toxins, clearing out negativity, cleansing their aura, cleansing and washing away stress, worry, pain. Okay? If you choose to do a water detox, okay, for however long you can withstand it, because I've heard of people doing it for 40 days, and that's amazing to me. And I'm gonna try it again, I'm going to attempt it again. But if you choose to do this, please be aware of your own health issues before you just hop into something, okay, and try it. All right, I'm just throw that out there, but you can do that. All right, you can clear out your stress and your worries and cleanse your body when you set the intention and use the power of water to transmute the energy into love and compassion. not to mention the health benefits from drinking enough water, okay? Plain water, no additives, okay? No sugars, no flavoring, all right? A hydrated body improves your mood. And so the better you feel, and we already know this, man, okay? The better you feel, the more easier it is for you to allow energy to flow to you and through you, okay? Water has this amazing ability to master stillness. If you think about a lake, if there's no fish in it, there's no activity, it's just still. Always. Because of how water conforms. It has no shape. It forms to any shape. Okay? And you can too. You can shape your mindset by being still to develop your intuition and your spirituality. After all, you are water because you are a walking water bottle. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I thank you for listening to this episode. Share this episode with someone who may need this information. Okay? It's Friday. It's high day. Every day is a good day if you choose to allow it to be. Tap into that energy. Go take a drink of water today. Choose water over whatever it is that you drink on a daily basis, okay? I can't make you do anything. That's your choice. But I'm asking you to consider something different, okay? Thank you for listening to this podcast again. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, a single oracle card reading, excuse me, can't get my words right. On my Etsy shop, I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.